Welcome back to Dasakena Malatora. This week, Parsha Tetzava, we're going to take a look at the term Urim V'Tumim. In this week's Parsha, one of the main topics is the Big Day Kahuna, the special clothing worn by the Kohanim. One of the featured garments is the Choshen. It's one of the garments, actually, of the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen was the breastplate with the Avnei Miluyim, has special 12 precious stones corresponding to the 12 tribes of the Jewish people. And there was something called the Urim V'Tumim. This was some sort of fold or some names of Hashem that were placed in the fold, as Chazal explained, and kind of gave the special power and energy and abilities to the Choshen. There's a comment of the Dasakenim in Perek Chavches, Pasuk Tes Zayin. Starts off a little bit technical, not really related to what we're going to speak about. Really talking about like the structure of the Choshen, as opposed to the ephod, the apron that it was on, that it was, you know, kind of folded over, and the ephod was not. But about halfway through their comment, they get into the etymology of the phrase Urim V'Tumim. The Urim V'Tumim are mentioned explicitly in later on in Pasuk Lamed, where it seems to say that the Urim V'Tumim is in the Choshen, but it's definitely part of a Choshen, reference to aspects of the Choshen. And Rashi there explains that it's Urim V'Tumim seems to be a lashon of or of light and tamim, that it's wholesome or complete. There's some, I guess, clarity. And that's what it means, because there were, as Chazal explained, there were Hashem was able to communicate messages to Klal Yisrael, or actually more accurately, Klal Yisrael was able to access answers from Hashem through the Choshen. And the Urim V'Tumim facilitated that, and that's the understanding of Or and Tamim, or Urim V'Tumim. But the Dasakenim says something that I haven't seen anywhere else, so I thought it was worth mentioning here. So the Bali Tosfos say, Perish, first on Urim, that it's Miloshon Medinos. It's like a Loshon, an expression of countries. It quotes a Pasuk in Yeshayahu, Kamo, but Urim Kevdu Hashem, that you will honor Hashem in the Urim. Now, this actually is complicated, because the Mefarshim in Yeshayahu on that Pasuk struggle to understand and argue about what that actually means. Does it mean some valleys? Does it have to do with light? But one of the Peshatim there definitely is that it means like countries. So over here, they're saying it's countries. And it's a Lashon of Medinos. And Tumim, it says a Lashon Gvulim, is a Lashon of boundaries. Right? So there's we have countries and boundaries. So the Urim V'Tumim means, according to the Bali Tosfos, countries and boundaries, Medinos and Gvulim. Okay, let's try to see if we can get any more clarity. So they continue. Shasham kala hatchum shahaya kala b'choshen. Because there was like the tchum, there was like the boundary set that there was in the choshen. There was a tchum ugvul, umitzarav shel kol sheva sheva besoch even shalom, that there was a certain place for every stone on the choshen. On the choshen, right, there were four rows of three stones each, and or actually, maybe I guess four rows, three columns, 12 stones in all, and each one had its set place. Every tribe had its own stone in its set place, and didn't go into the area of any others. And that's what was like a country and boundaries. And also, it's going to be the understanding of how they were actually apportioned the land. Once the Jewish people got to Israel, so Yehoshua divided the land for them and actually used the Choshen to figure out who would go where. And they proceed to explain that. V'zehu she'emar mishpat b'nei Yisrael. The Pasuk says that the Urim V'Tumim is mishpat b'nei Yisrael. It's a judgment of the b'nei Yisrael. What does that mean? So they explain it means that no one was, it was like a court case. It was very clear. No one was able to complain about what they got. No tribe, once they got to Israel, could complain about the land they got. Chazal seems to indicate that some might have actually complained, but no one really had any standing to complain. There's no one to complain against, because it says b'yemei Yehoshua kishetil goral nafa hagoral k'moshe k'suv b'choshen. Because what happened was Yehoshua did a goral, he did a lottery to see who would go where, And then it also happened to match up perfectly with the Choshen. So Yoshua's personal lottery matched up with what the Choshen said. Vigama Kohen Haya Mechavim Baruch HaKodesh. And also the Kohen had Ruach HaKodesh. And he saw, I mean, he intuited that a certain tribe would go in a certain place. And it was confirmed by the lottery of Yoshua and the message of the Choshen. So the Choshen was a Mishpat, the B'nai Yisrael. It was a judgment for the B'nai Yisrael, because it made sure that they realized that every land that was given to each tribe was apportioned specifically from Hashem. So that's what it means. Urim v'tumim is countries and boundaries. So it sounds basically the same thing, a country and a boundary. Why do you need these two terms for it? Just countries or just boundaries. Just call it urim, just call it tumim. Why is it two different things? I would like to suggest that perhaps each one is actually an important point in its own right. Perhaps the urim represents the part of land for them, but the tumim represents the not crossing the boundaries of another. Meaning, one must not just see another's land or role or mission in life as off limits to himself, but one must also value, utilize, and maximize one's own lot. It's not enough to say, okay, that thing is off limits to me. Don't just look at the boundaries of what you can't get, but you should also look at your own country, for example, or your own stone, and look at what benefits that has, and what kind of tool it is for your own life. Also, one must also be mindful that when he focuses on the greatness of his own lot, you're looking at your own land, your own stone, your own lot in life. You should be careful not to encroach upon your friend's lot, right? If you're only focused on your country, meaning what you ended up getting, your tools in life, your setup, so that could make you encroach on somebody else's because you're not paying attention, or it could make you not care about somebody else. And therefore, you need to have in mind both the Urim and the Tumim, both of these, the countries and the boundaries, the Medinos and the Gvulin, to have a full picture of what we're supposed to do in life. Of course, this is very connected to Purim for so many reasons, aside from the point that Purim and Urim rhyme, but that Purim itself means lots, a goral, which is connected to here. But I think that this overall midah of interacting with others, and this the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro and the Achdus that takes place in Purim, there's so many manifestations in Halacha and Minhag that reflect this idea. I mean, one example is the idea that we have Purim and Shushan Purim, and that everyone has their own country, in a sense, right? Everyone has, right, Medina, ear to ear, as the Megillah explains, everyone has their own place and their own Minhag, but we also don't say Tachnun on the other one's day, right? If you live in Yerushalayim, you don't say Tachnun on Purim. And if you live in not Yerushalayim, you don't say Tachnun on Shushan Purim. So you respect somebody else, but you also value what they have to offer. Meaning a lot of people are doing their own things. When it comes to costumes, everyone dresses up in their own way, and that's okay. How one spends his day on Purim, which mitzvahs he's involved in, what chesed he's doing, what his suda looks like. On Purim, everyone's got their own avoda, their own costume. Everyone's got their own portion in Eretz Yisrael, their own stone on the Choshen. It looks a certain way. It has a certain name. And we can look at another's and appreciate their beauty and value what they have. But we have to look at our own and realize that that's special for us. And it's such a gift and precious. Wishing everybody a Freilich and Purim. And a beautiful Shabbos.